From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Utah Governor Gary Herbert signed 148 bills yesterday. KUER's Sonia Hudson gives us the highlights.
A bill that expands access to virtual doctor's appointments and could help the state respond better to coronavirus will become law. Herbert also signed a once controversial bill that provides breakfast at every school. Under the law, some kids could get that meal for free. A committee killed that bill over concerns that parents should be the ones feeding their kids breakfast. But all the dissenting senators on that committee eventually changed their minds. As for elections, straight ticket voting, where you can select all members of a single party on the ballot by checking one box, will be eliminated. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah's Democratic primary is finalized, and the party has assigned its delegates. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the state's primary earlier this month, and will get 16 Utah delegates at the Democratic National Convention. Former Vice President Joe Biden will get 7. Mike Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren will each get 3, but they've dropped out of the race for the White House. Utah will also receive 6 superdelegates, but they aren't allowed to vote in the initial presidential nomination round. The Salt Lake City Mission, a nonprofit that works with people in need, is experiencing a food shortage and an increase in people applying for services because of the coronavirus outbreak. Donations from businesses, stores, and other community members have dwindled over the past few weeks. Joe Vasquez, the mission's co-executive director, says that panic shopping has impacted their ability to buy in bulk.
There are backed up orders with some providers in receiving bulk items like sugar. We use about 150 pounds of sugar a week, and right now we don't have any in stock.
Vasquez says they will stay open, but only on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to keep up with the demand. The Salt Lake City Council has officially approved a $1 million loan program for businesses struggling to make ends meet because of coronavirus. The loans have zero interest and don't have to be paid back until 90 days after the state of emergency ends. Businesses can also get up to $20,000 and apply for larger federal loans with a higher interest rate. COVID-19 has forced a lot of bars and restaurants to close across the region. That leaves workers in a tough spot. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck found, some communities are stepping up to help.
It's called a virtual tip jar, and it's essentially a Google spreadsheet with hundreds of names and workplaces of struggling service workers. Next to their names, a way to tip them through apps like Venmo and PayPal. Tyler Brewington is a former service industry worker who started one for Boise. He says business closures have had a major impact on people's bottom lines.
It's mostly bartenders, servers, restaurant workers, a few baristas, a couple of people from different hair salons have put their info on there.
He says he got the idea from a Washington, D.C. group, but now it's popping up all over to help people from Cody, Wyoming, to baristas in Denver. Brewington said the tip jar probably won't replace these people's incomes, but can directly support many of the people who've served the community and are now struggling. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The Uinta County Sheriff's Office says the two men who got in trouble and needed rescue from a remote part of Dinosaur National Monument were inexperienced riders. The 65-year-old man who was saved, along with his 58-year-old partner who did not survive, had been rescued from the same area on February 29th. The two were reported missing last Thursday, and search and rescue located the pair with the help of a helicopter in the Wild Mountain area of the monument near the northwest Colorado-Utah border. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.